BRS, BJP have tacit understanding. Ravens ready Hyderabad, February 9th, social news. XYZ, Telangana Chief Minister A. Ravens Reddy on Friday alleged that there is a tacit understanding between the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and Bharat Rashtra Samiti, BRS. Speaking in the assembly on Friday, he noted that the BRS extended support to the BJP for passing several bills and also backed the Modi government on demonetization and GST. Ravens Reddy intervened during debate on the motion of thanks to Governor Tamilisai Soundararajan's address to the joint sitting of the legislature after former Speaker and BRS MLA Pocharam Srinivas Reddy claimed that the BRS had no understanding whatsoever with the BJP. The Chief Minister recalled how the BRS supported the bills tabled in the parliament, including BRS, BJP have tacit understanding. Ravens Reddy Hyderabad, February 9th, social news. XYZ, Telangana Chief Minister A. Ravens Reddy on Friday alleged that there is a tacit understanding between the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and Bharat Rashtra Samiti, BRS. Speaking in the assembly on Friday, he noted that the BRS extended support to the BJP for passing several bills and also backed the Modi government on demonetization and GST. Ravens Reddy interviewed the black bills pertaining to agriculture, triple talaq bill and also the bill to repeal Article 370. Ravens Reddy also referred to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech at a public meeting in Telangana, wherein he claimed that K. Chandrasekhar Rao had met him to seek his support. During debate on the motion of thanks to Governor Tamilisai Soundararajan's address to the joint sitting of the legislature after former Speaker and BRS MLA Pocharam Srinivas Reddy claimed that the BRS had no understanding whatsoever with the BJP. The Chief Minister recalled how the BRS supported the bills tabled in the parliament, including the black bills pertaining to agriculture, triple talaq bill and also the bill to repeal Article 370. Ravens Reddy also referred to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's speech at a public meeting in Telangana, wherein he claimed that K. Chandrasekhar Rao had met him to seek his support for making his son K. T. Rama Rao the Chief Minister. He alleged that KCR had decided to quit support for making his son K. T. Rama Rao the Chief Minister. He alleged that KCR had decided to quit the Chief Minister's post following internal pressures. He met the Prime Minister and sought his support for making KTR the Chief Minister. Modi, however, did not accept his request. Ravens Reddy wondered why KCR sought PM's support for making his son the Chief Minister and told BRS legislators that he was ready to reveal many such things to them if they are interested. KCR will tell you a few things the Chief Minister's post following internal pressures. He met the Prime Minister and sought his support for making KTR the Chief Minister. Modi, however, did not accept his request. Ravens Reddy wondered why KCR sought PM's support for making his son the Chief Minister and told BRS legislators that he was ready to reveal many such things to them if they are interested. KCR will tell you a few things but hide other things. I can tell you everything if you are interested, but hide other things. I can tell you everything if you are interested, he said. Ravens Reddy also claimed that TRS, now BRS, and BJP were together in the election to the Legislative Council in 2011. Three TRS MLAs voted for the candidate suggested by the then Chief Minister N. Kiran Kumar Reddy and were expelled from the party. They were, however, taken back into the party fold subsequently. While admitting that three TRS MLAs had voted against the party's decision, Srinivas Reddy said there was no truth in the claim that the Prime Minister's support was sought to make KTR the Chief Minister. He said BRS had 100 MLAs and there was no reason for it to seek his support. Source: Ian's, our BRS, and BJP were together in the election to the Legislative Council in 2011. Three TRS MLAs voted for the candidate suggested by the then Chief Minister N. Kiran Kumar Reddy and were expelled from the party. They were, however, taken back into the party fold subsequently. While admitting that three TRS MLAs had voted against the party's decision, Srinivas Reddy said there was no truth in the claim that the Prime Minister's support was sought to make KTR the Chief Minister. He said BRS had 100 MLAs and there was no reason for it to seek his support. Source: Ian's.